AT&T said today that it would eliminate 40,000 jobs, or about 13% of its overall workforce, as part of its plan to split into three separate companies. About a quarter of these job cuts will be accomplished through attrition and voluntary buyouts. The rest of the workers will be fired. This is in addition to the 8,500 jobs already eliminated by the company. Today's announcement caused AT&T's stock price to surge, and that helped push the Dow Industrial Average up sharply. The cuts announced today go deeper than most observers had expected, but analysts say drastic action is needed to keep the bloated telecommunications giant competitive in the years to come. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
AT&T had promised job cuts last September when it made its dramatic announcement that it would split into three companies. The company has long been criticized by the investment community for its bloated bureaucracy, a holdover from the days when it enjoyed an unchallenged monopoly over the telephone business. And AT&T has long acknowledged that it needed to become leaner and more efficient to compete in an era of deregulation. For a while last year, AT&T hoped to accomplish much of its staff reductions through attrition. But as of last week, only about 6,500 employees had accepted a voluntary severance package. Today, the company said it would lay off up to 30,000 people. Rick Miller is AT&T's chief financial officer.
Our actions go much further than just splitting up the company. We are positioning our three separate businesses to be successful in their industries. The cost savings attributable to these restructuring activities will allow the businesses to make the investments necessary to be strong future competitors in their respective industries.
The cutbacks represent one of the biggest single job eliminations by a corporation since 1993. Altogether, some 40,000 positions will be cut, in addition to the 8,500 cuts already announced in the computer division. As expected, the white-collar corporate staff will be especially hard hit, losing some 10,000 of its 24,000 jobs. But there will also be deep cuts in the company's operating units, which include technical and clerical workers. AT&T would not specify who will be affected, and union officials criticized the company for not providing more information today. Jeff Miller is a spokesman for the Communications Workers of America.
We're surprised by the size of the announcement. We're surprised by the number of jobs that they're talking about cutting, and we're frankly puzzled since they tell us that they can't tell us how many CWA jobs will be affected, and it'll take 60 days or so to give us details on jobs and locations. We're puzzled as to how they were even able to come up with the number that they announced today.
With today's announcement, AT&T employees will face a period of uncertainty about their future. The company said it would take up to 60 days to determine who will be laid off. Ultimately, many of those laid off will have difficulty finding jobs that pay as well as AT&T traditionally has. But for others, the long-term picture is not so bleak. Observers agree that the telecommunications industry is likely to enjoy a boom in coming years. Michael Knoll is professor of communications at the University of Southern California.
Telecommunications is a growth industry in terms of revenue, so it's an exciting industry. So if you're a talented, creative person and understand the marketing, the management, the technology, the finance of that industry, whatever component you're in, if not with AT&T, there certainly will be positions with other companies and other industries who are users of telecommunications.
The layoffs will cost AT&T some $4 billion after taxes, much of it from severance packages. Still, the cuts were generally applauded on Wall Street today. Many analysts said the scope of the cutbacks announced was a sign that the company was serious about becoming more efficient, and AT&T's stock rose sharply after the announcement was made. This is Jim Zaroli in New York.